Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Giant Jumpery. What is a jumpery? I have no idea. Let's find out. This story was written by Julia Donaldson and Helen Oxenbury, and it's read today by Mommy and... what's your name? It's hard to say what his name is. He's a monkey today because he has a giant banana. Oh, you're not?
Monkeys don't talk.
Touché. He is not a monkey. He just happens to have a banana. What are you today then? Philip?
Mm-mm.
No? He's much more complicated than Philip. What are you? Who are you? Is it a mystery? He's not going to show himself today. All right, friends, I don't know what this could be, but I think the only answer for us is to find out. It's a mystery. So let's go into the book and see if we can figure out what's going on. Here we go. Rabbit was hopping home one day when he heard a loud voice coming from inside his burrow. I'm the giant. Jumpery, and I'm scary as can be. Oh, my Lanta. Help! Help! Cried Rabbit. What's the matter, Rabbit? Asked Cat. There's a giant jumpery in my burrow, said Rabbit. Don't worry, said Cat. I'll slink inside and pounce on him. So Cat slunk up to the burrow. But just as she was about to slink inside, she heard a loud voice. I'm the giant jumpery. And I'll squash you like a flea. Okay, right then and there. I would not have anything to do with that burrow. If I were the rabbit, I would look for a new house. Right? At least. Help! Help! Meowed Cat.
What's the matter, Cat?
Asked Bear. There's a giant jumpery in Rabbit's burrow, said Cat.
Don't worry, said Bear. I'll put my big furry paw inside and knock him down.
So Bear swaggered up to the burrow, but just as he put his big furry paw inside, he heard
I am a giant jumpery, and I'll sting you like a bee.
Okay, this, whatever this giant jumpery thing is, it's getting creepier and creepier, don't you think?
Help! Help!
Bear bellowing.
What's the matter, Bear?
Asked Elephant.
There's a giant jumpery in Rabbit's burrow,
said Bear.
Don't worry, said Elephant. I'll wrap my trunk all around him and toss him away.
Well, I can't think of anything that's bigger than an elephant, can you? What?
A house.
Oh, but a house can't talk. What is this giant jamboree? Let's keep reading. So, elephant stomped up to the burrow, but just as he put his long gray trunk inside, he heard a loud voice.
I am the giant jamboree, and I'm taller than a tree. Help! Help!
Trumpeted elephant.
What's the matter, elephant?
Asked Mama Frog.
There's a giant jamboree in Rabbit's burrow,
said Elephant.
Well, don't worry,
said Mama Frog.
I'll tell him to come out.
No, no, don't do that,
said all the other animals.
He's as scary as can be, said Rabbit. He can squash you like a flea,
said Cat.
He can sting you like a bee,
said Bear.
And he's taller than a tree,
said Elephant. But Mama Frog took no notice of them. She jumped up to the burrow.
I am the giant jamboree, and you're terrified of me,
came the loud voice. What would you do? You would go in?
Yeah.
Why? With a sword and a shield? Well, Mama Frog doesn't have anything but her old webbed toes. What's she gonna do?
I don't know either.
The other animals backed away, but Mama Frog wasn't scared.
Come on out, giant jamboree,
she said. You're the one we want to see, so I'm counting. Up, two, three. One, two, three.
And out jumped
Baby Frog.
Hello, Mama. I'm the giant jamboree.
Oh, what do you bet that he was putting his hands around his mouth to make his voice sound bigger and scarier? Maybe it was echoing off the walls in Rabbit's burrow. I don't know. Boy, he's a stinker.
And you're coming home for tea,
said Mama Frog, and everyone is just laughing. All of the animals, the bear, the elephant, the rabbit, the cat, they're just laughing as hard as they can because they were scared of a tiny little frog. What nonsense, don't you think? But it just goes to show you that sometimes you can get scared of something and then find out there's really no reason to be scared at all, is there? Is there? Mm-hmm, there it is, my friends. That is the end.